Right, we are at 10 a.m. Are we recording?
We are recording.
All right, we are now on the record. Good morning, everyone. I'm Susan Drummond, Benton County Hearing Examiner, Friday morning, 10 a.m., February 16, 2024. We have two items on today's agenda. They're both requests for conditional use permits for accessory dwelling units. I think I'll hear the Alberton proposal first. That's CUP 24-002, just because there's more public comments, I think, on the other one, so that one may take a little bit longer. So we'll hear 24-002 first, and followed by 24-001, proposed by Ms. Rankins, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, and I'll be checking on that. So in terms of the order of procedure, first the planning department, I believe Ms. Watts today, will summarize the proposal. Then we'll hear from the applicant, and then we'll have an opportunity for public comment. And anyone who is present here in the hearing room or online may comment on the proposal. Typically, I limit public comments to 3 minutes. We don't have that many people in the hearing room, so I'll have a little bit of leeway on that, so closer to about 5 minutes, I think. After public comment, if there's applicant wishes to address any of the comments, they'll have the opportunity to do so. This is a quasi-judicial proceeding. And it just means it's somewhat formal. So when you testify, I'll swear you in, and then I formally admit the exhibits. Also, the proceeding has to be fair in appearance and in fact. I do not have any conflicts of interest with either of the proposals that would preclude me from rendering a fair and impartial decision. But if there are any concerns, those do need to be raised now. And then in terms of the criteria that I look at, those are summarized in the staff report for both of these proposals, but they're from the code. There's both the CUP criteria, or conditional use permit criteria, which essentially require finding that the use is compatible with surrounding land uses. I look at material detriment, the adequacy of the infrastructure to support that proposal. And then there are a number of criteria that are specific to the accessory dwelling unit use that I have to find consistent with. We're proceeding both in Zoom and in person today. If we have any technical issues, we usually don't, but occasionally it can happen. We'll halt the proceeding and fix those as needed. And if anyone online has any difficulty hearing, you may use the chat feature to communicate with the clerk and let her know that you're having some difficulty. But don't submit any evidence through the chat feature. I have no access to it, can't review it. So nothing submitted through the chat feature will be admitted or considered by me in considering these two proposals. So I think with that, we will move to CUP 24-002. This is a proposal by Mr. and Ms. Alberton. I've received on that a staff report as well as a number of exhibits numbered HEM 1.1 through HEM 1.11. I'll go ahead and admit those. Ms. Watts, I think I'll go ahead and swear you in. You can state your name for the record.
Andrea Watts.
And you swear or affirm to tell the truth under penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of Washington?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. You may proceed when you're ready.
Perfect. The Planning Division received the application for CUP 2024-002 on January 5th, 2024. The owners and applicants, Kenneth and Samantha Alberton, are proposing to construct an 800-square-foot accessory dwelling unit. The property is approximately 3.02 acres in size and located in the Rural Lands 5-acre zoning district off of Schuster Road in the Kennewick area of Benton County. The ADU will be accessory to an existing 2,472-square-foot single-family dwelling. The Planning Division has met all required public notice timelines, including submitting the application to reviewing agencies for comment and mailing the notice of hearing to property owners within 300 feet of the subject parcel. The Planning Division did not receive any comments opposed to the proposal and did receive the following comments of note during the agency review. The Benton County Public Works Department will require that the applicant obtain a road approach permit from their department. And the Benton County Fire Marshal noted that if the road and or driveway for the proposed ADU is over 150 feet in length, it will need to meet the county standards and will need to be inspected by the fire marshal before final approval of the building. In summary, the planning staff is recommending approval of the application subject to the suggested 23 findings of fact and 5 conditions of approval as outlined in the staff report.
Thank you, Ms. Watts. I don't have any questions for you at this time. Is the applicant present either in the hearing room or online? Yes. Was there anything that you wanted to add to the planning department summary of your proposal? And if so, just step up to the podium so I can swear you in. We can capture it all on the record. If you could state your name for the record.
Kenneth Albertson.
And you swear affirm to tell the truth under penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of Washington?
I do.
Thank you.
We had a question about the road approach. Since it's an existing property with a lane already in service, we didn't understand the requirement, I guess.
And this is in response to the fire marshal's comment?
The Public Works Department.
Yeah, I can
yeah, go ahead
and answer that. So you might not have to do any improvements. There's just an application that you have to fill out for the Public Works Department, and it could just be pretty quick.
Understood.
Yeah.
Any other questions or concerns? I know there's some proposed conditions that are outlined in the staff report. I don't know if you had any questions or concerns with those other than the one question you'd raised.
Okay. No concerns.
Okay. All right. Thank you. So at this point, we'll open this up to public comment. Is there anyone present in the hearing room or online who would like to testify on this proposal?
There is nobody online.
Okay. Let the record reflect that there is no one who has indicated a wish to testify on this proposal. So I have... reviewed the exhibits for this proposal as well as the staff report in conjunction with both the CUP criteria as well as the ADU criteria. And I believe for this ADU that the proposal is consistent with the criteria that I am required to review. So I will be approving it. The decision is required to be out within 10 business days, but I'll probably be issuing it next week. That will be emailed to the planning department, and then it will be sent to the applicant and then anyone else who requests a copy of their proposal. Are there any procedural questions before we move to the next agenda item? Nope. Okay. All right. So, Mr. and Ms. Albertson, you're welcome to stay for the next proposal if you wish, but no requirement to do so since we've completed a review of this agenda item. All right, so we'll now move to CUP 2024-001. This is proposed by Ms. Rankins. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
I believe so.
Okay. So Ms. Watts, do you remain under oath? I swore you in earlier. I should note, I have received HEM 1.1 through HEM 1.11 and HEH 1.1 through HEH 1.2. Those are all admitted. Those included two public comments, one from Jeffrey Chopla, and then one from Todd Bailey, and then there was a code enforcement comment. So just to note those, and those are all admitted. Ms. Watts, you may proceed when you are ready.
The Planning Division received the application for CUP 2024-001 on January 2nd, 2024. The owner applicant, Elizabeth Rankins, is proposing to construct a detached accessory dwelling unit within the Rural Lands 1-acre district. The proposed 800 square foot ADU would be accessory to a single family dwelling located on a 1.02 acre property in the Richland area of unincorporated Benton County. The primary single family dwelling on the site is currently under construction and will have a total living space of 2,450 square feet when completed. The Planning Division has met all required public notice timelines, including submitting the application to reviewing agencies for comment and mailing the notice of hearing to property owners within 300 feet of the subject parcel. The Planning Division received the comment from Benton County Fire Marshal requiring the access road to comply with Benton County requirements for fire apparatus access. And there were comments of opposition received from adjacent landowners and were provided as part of the staff packet provided to the Benton County Hearing Examiner. Planning staff is recommending approval of the application subject to the suggested 22 findings of fact and 6 conditions of approval as outlined in the staff report.
Thank you, Ms. Watts. I don't have questions for you at this time. I may of the applicant, but I'll wait to hear from both the applicant as well as anyone who's commenting today. So Ms. Rinkus, did you wish to add to what the staff report has outlined on your proposal? Actually, let me have you step up here so we can capture all that. If you could state your name for the record.
Elizabeth Rankins.
And you swear affirm to tell the truth under penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of Washington?
Yes.
Thank you.
I spoke with the fire, Gary, sorry, I don't know his title, the day before yesterday. He reviewed the lot yesterday and said that the current access, it meets the fire code requirements for entry and exit. And if there is anything relevant in the objections, I would be happy to address them.
Yeah, I did review the two comments that were submitted. There were a number of issues that were raised. So I may ask you about those, but I may wait until after public comment to get to those, unless there's anything you wish to address on those. I know there were some questions on the well. And the distance that the ADU and the house would be, well, in my case, I would just have jurisdiction over the ADU, how far away the ADU would be from that. Because I think there's 100-foot radius protection area. Is that correct?
Yes, that was existing before I bought the property. And my current house, the part that I'm building my house, I'm a debt-free DIY builder. So I'm building my house in four phases. Phase one and phase two are done. Phase one is actually 55 feet from the well, and it was there before our private shared well and driveway agreement. And I believe that addresses like sewage and septic, not actual building, because if that was true, I couldn't build in like most of my property.
How far would the ADU be? Because it's hard to tell from the site plan kind of what the distance. And it looks like there's a well and then a well pump, but it's the well. Actually, based on this site plan, it looks like it would be further than 100 feet, but it's hard.
It's at least 75 feet. So I'm trying to think. It's further away from my house. I know that, but it's. I'd have to get a tape measure to measure how far it is, but it could be well be more than the actual corner of the house could be more than 100 feet. But like I said, that was for septic and like underground seepage, not actual building, or else I would have violated it before I even signed the contract.
Okay. And then there was a question about on grading and some steep slopes that are on the site.
Yes. I spoke with Troy, the building department who's reviewing the ADU plans. I had sent him my compaction reports from Bayer last Wednesday, and I guess he didn't get them. So I sent them again this morning and he got them. But that grading permit that was pulled in the SEPA was done a couple years ago. And as far as I was under the impression, it was completely satisfied because I'm at more than 90% compaction at the top of the hill and the bottom of the hill. And I have testing. I can email the reports if you'd like.
Okay. Yeah, I may keep the record open on this because it seems like there's some outstanding questions. And then there was also a question about disposal of garbage and waste and whether you have a garbage service coming to the site.
I do not currently have garbage service. It is planned, but with the building, I go to the dump a lot. Like every other weekend, and as a single person, I don't really generate that much personal trash because my kitchen is a sink, a refrigerator, and an air fryer, so I eat out a lot. And especially since my older dog recently died, I don't even generate enough trash because he used to wear diapers. Anyway, so some of the photos, yes, but the RV is no longer there. I have been taking out the trash regularly. I got an actual trash bin. I mean, and there hasn't been issues. I have a photo of a recent photo, if you'd like to see that.
Okay.
But I was made aware of the issue, and I have not re-violated the. I'm aware that it has to be taken care of within 1 week. So.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Rankins, unless there's anything else you want to add.
And I will get garbage service as soon as, like, I need it. But like I said, I just got my building permit for phase three, And like, I have to go to a dump run this weekend because of the excess
cut. Actually, if you could clarify, so phase one, phase two, phase three, what is?
Phase one was 620 square feet. It's the gray square that you're seeing on your map. Mm-hmm. Phase two is a middle piece that's about 300 square feet. It's the connection. And then phase three is a rectangle that's going to have two bedrooms, a bathroom, a powder room, the kitchen, and the living room, the dining room. That is getting started this weekend, actually. So it's the only way I can afford to do what I'm doing.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Thank you. Anything else?
No, like I said, if there's anything, I can address it.
Okay. Right. Thank you.
Thank you.
So at this point, we'll open this up for public comment. Is there anyone here in the hearing room or online who would like to testify? Sounds like you may step forward if you like.
Thanks.
Good morning. If you could state your name for the record.
Jeffrey Joseph Chapla.
And you swear affirm to tell the truth under penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of Washington?
I do.
Thank you. And I did receive your comment. I did review it, and that has been admitted.
Okay.
But if you could elaborate on your comment.
I just wanted to bring up a couple points. So my fiance Kelly and I have built the house, and we've lived there for a little over 2 years. We moved in January of 22. One of the things Ms. Rankin said, I'm kind of going off script here, but that the water agreement was signed after she had already had her place in. It was actually signed in 2016, not by me. It was between her and the previous property owners. And its structures are within 100 feet.
So there is a 100-foot radius around the well that has to be complied with under that agreement.
That's correct. I think it's actually in your package if you have the whole.
I saw the agreement. I don't recall the date of it, but yes.
Fair enough. So, you know, in addition to that, it clearly states that it's a two-family, two-residence well. And I have to approve, and also Bent County has to approve additional people using the well. So that right there is a strong argument against the ADU. Secondly, we have the equipment, you know, additional wear and tear on the equipment, which, you know, we split 50-50. Now it's going to cost me more money because equipment, I mean, you have to reason it's going to wear out quicker with several people using it rather than just the two residences. And then the same goes for the driveway. We have about 190 feet of driveway that, excuse me, just kind of comes around to my place and starts towards Ms. Rankin's place. And then I put stone down the rest of the way to keep the dust and dirt and everything down. So there's going to be additional wear and tear on the driveway. Not so much from pedestrian and car traffic, but these concrete trucks, the delivery trucks, they all have to come down. The driveway was not designed as a highway for big trucks. It's designed for cars, which again costs Kelly and I more money. So I think the total square footage of what's complete right now is less than 1,000 or right around 1,000. The code for the ADU says it's 40% or 800 square feet, but we're not even halfway there, which I think is a violation. Also, So lastly, I just wanted to bring up a couple things on, you know, Kelly and my ability to enjoy our property. We have constant construction for 2 years, and that includes trucks coming down, contractors coming down. I will say I can't swear to the quality of contractors that have been hired because I've had contractors run over stuff on my property, clearly my property, a ladder. I had just cut a channel through my driveway so that I could run an underground dog fence. And the ladder was protecting that, and the guy just ran it right over. In addition to that, he then had the gall to jump out of the car and start yelling at Kelly about something until I went out and told him that he just needed to leave. So that's the kind of stuff we deal with. As late as an hour ago, as we were driving here, the camera went off. There's a guy backing next to my house, clearly outside of the shared driveway, so he can turn his truck around for delivery. And that's a constant every day that something comes in. These people are in my space, on my concrete, whether it's a cement truck carrying yards and yards of concrete that are smashing and destroying my concrete, which, since they're not part of the shared driveway agreement, I'm going to be responsible to replace. So, I've said everything that I need to. Again, it hurts our quality of life and our ability to enjoy our property because, you know, and I haven't even touched on the mess that is typically over there. I think you can see in some of the photographs that there it's a considerable mess. Any questions?
I don't think so. I think I understand the concerns that you're raising.
Okay, appreciate it. Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Tesla. Is there anyone else either who is present in the hearing room or online who would like to testify on this proposal? Yes,
I did not sign the paper.
Oh, you can step forward. There's no requirement to.
Yeah, I wasn't sure about that process. Thank you.
Yeah, good morning. If you could state your name for the record.
Kelly Albamonte.
And you swear affirm to tell the truth and are penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of Washington?
I do.
Thank you. And could you spell your last name?
This is going to be lots of consonants and vowels in there. Okay, it's A as in apple, B as in boy, A. The A-L-B. A-L-B.
Wait, sorry again. A-L.
B.
B.
A.
A.
M-O-N-T-I.
Okay. And then Kelly, is that with Y or I-E?
Just Y.
Just Y.
And you don't have to sing the cheer song.
I'm sorry, what?
The cheer song. Usually people start saying the cheer song. Never mind. it's all good. We can sing it later.
That went over my head.
Yeah.
If you could provide, or is your address, let's see, on the comment that I had received from Mr. Chapla, is your address is the same as what was on there?
That is correct. 96 Columbia Park Trail.
Okay, yeah. Thank you. You may proceed when you're ready.
Thank you. I just wanted to further articulate a few points in Jeff's comments. And the first and foremost is the nuisance to the property that Ms. Rankins is going after. On a daily basis, she has not maintained her area, construction and residential, in a manner where our view is obstructed. I have asked her personally to remove garbage on her property, materials, better manage it. It has not improved. The amount of investment that I've made in my property and Jeff has made in the property is, you know, we want to have a nice place and we want to help our neighbors have a nice place. But despite my attempts of trying to be a good neighbor and asking her politely to do that has gone unnoticed, it has gone unchanged. So when I reflect upon the ADU, I see that she is not fully constructed in one, maybe two parts of it. And the construction of this, or the CUP, is based on the total number of square foot of which he hasn't completed. So my thoughts around that were, we are going to continue having issues with construction, the nuisance that is being created by the construction, and the overall traffic, and the trespassing of her contractors onto our property. It's not well managed, despite my even over a few days ago have asked her very nicely, please tell your contractors, do not enter our property. We have not gone to the point where we have put up a fence or a barricade or anything like that because we didn't want to. We want to be good neighbors. However, she has not attempted to rectify those situations, and it shouldn't be upon us to act on her behalf to tell the contractors, do not enter our property. So those are our reasons. The trash, the repeated amount of trash, even up till very recently, you have the pictures that were even taken very recently. She has not taken the steps to manage her property in a way that doesn't create a nuisance for others. So I wanted to provide that extra information to it because it affects our lives. It affects our, you know, we built a house in a location, a great view. All three of us have a great area. But it, the way she has conducted herself during these phases and has not attempted to be a good neighbor in those manners. In fact, very recently, there's been some movage of the gravel in the driveway that we put down, both of us, has become damaged and it has not been repaired. So, you know, it's just, there's just not been a good neighborly attitude about things. It's just really a very frustrating situation. And if I feel like the conditional use permit is given before she's finished with construction, the construction will just continue to move on and on for years and years, thus creating a further nuisance to us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else who would like to testify in the, on the proposal who's, I guess it would just be online?
Yep. Nobody online.
Okay. All right. Ms. Rankins, was there anything that you wanted to address from the comment?
Sure.
Okay. Now you may step back up and you remain under oath. I swore you in earlier.
Okay. I guess we'll just address the, let me see here. I printed it out. They had mentioned about the trespassing on property. I don't know if you guys have ever had people come and deliver things to you. They don't listen. Here is this morning's delivery, a note directly on.
Could you hand it to
me? You can hand that to the clerk and that.
A note directly on the invoice telling them not to drive on your property and they still ignore it. Builders First Source, who does the majority of the deliveries of the materials.
And just for the record, that would probably be HEH 1.3.
Yeah, I mean.
Is that right?
I'm going to do HEH 1.4. We did have a call from the fire marshal this morning.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. All right.
I'm not ignoring their requests. I request it every single time anything ever gets delivered. And the guys just ignore it half the time. It's more convenient for the delivery guys to do a backup and then go up the hill than to turn around on my property, which there is room for it. The time of delivery before that, my truck was, they arrived early, my truck was in the way, so they just back up to the emergency backup and turn around.
So is that, is when they do that, they're going over onto the neighbor's property then?
Well, so the driveway, I don't know if you can see in the plot map, the driveway comes in my property, crosses down, and then does a 90-degree turn. Back into my property after going into his. So the emergency turnaround and his driveway is directly at the bottom of the hill where it turns 90 degrees back into my property. So delivery drivers, even their drivers, whenever they come down the hill, they pull in and then back up and then go back up the hill. It's just, that's how the emergency vehicles are supposed to do it. That's how they do it. I request, like I said, every single time I get something delivered for them to not drive on my neighbor's property because I am aware that they don't like it. But these guys do what's most convenient for them and they ignore, like I said, specific notes in the details to not do it. I'm not there typically when things get delivered. So, and when they are, I tell them to keep coming forward and to not do it. But like I said, they're construction workers who don't care, so they don't listen, they don't read. So I'm not sure what else I can say about that. I do have pictures of, like, recent pictures of the property, one that was just taken the other morning. You can see there's not trash anywhere. There is building materials. This is a picture from two different angles.
And those will probably be HH 1.5 and final numbering I leave to the clerk, yep. But
1.5 and 1.6.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So, I mean, I don't know what to say other than it's a construction site. It is what it is. It's going to look like that until the exteriors are completed. You know, the airplane hangar windows, which they've mentioned directly, they're a decorative thing that's happening inside. I think it looks really cool. I don't know. Anyways, they're going to be there for another few months. In their reply about how long it's going to expand it. Actually, because I have to have the house finished before I can get a conditional the certificate of occupancy for my mother's house, they're actually getting done at the same time. So the ADU does not extend the construction time at all. It actually speeds it up because certain things like landscaping, the driveway paved, is going to be financed by my mother because she doesn't want to move in there when there's still rocks. She tripped one time when she was down there. So it actually is speeding things up, not slowing things down. So I'm trying to think of anything else. The guys. I bought the property in 2020, and like I said, the billing department has a rule where you can't put septic systems or anything that like holds anything that'll contaminate the water within 100 feet of well, not building. So I'm not sure if that's just a misunderstanding on their part or what. And also, I did buy the property in 2020. I've never hidden my plans. The previous owner who owned both of our properties was well aware of what I was doing. The building department is well aware of what I'm doing. The health department has been well aware of what I've been doing. When I purchased the property, before I actually purchased, I did a ton of due diligence, finding out about the rules about building. My primary residence is a 3-bedroom, 2.5-bath. The ADU is a 1-bedroom, 1-bath. I am, the well and my septic system were sized to handle a 4-bedroom house. I installed the well. It's in I can't remember what it's called. It is designed to handle multiple homes, not just one or two, but multiple. Like I said, I've always known what I was doing. So I've always planned for it. So if they didn't do their due diligence before purchasing the property, that's... Anyways, is there any questions?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Thank you, Ms. Rankin.
You're welcome.
I don't know if you want a picture of my
office. You certainly may provide that. That would probably be HH 1.7.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Ms. Watts, I did notice the health district, there wasn't a comment from them. Have they provided any input on this?
They provided their initial approval upon submittal of the actual the CUP application. And when we did reach out to them regarding the concerns with the shared well, we haven't heard back from them yet. But they did get the agency review request. So we're waiting to get some clarification.
Do you know how much time they might need to get back? Because it would be helpful to hear from them.
Yeah, we can start pestering them today.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking about keeping the record open for about another week to make sure I have everything on this. Yeah. And I can do it a little longer because I would like to hear from the health district on... Because in terms of how I review this, I don't have authority to enforce private agreements, but... the ADU is required to be consistent with all health district requirements. And so the well does have, one second, the well does have to be protected consistent with all of those requirements. So Ms. Rankins, you had a comment. You can step back up and just so, because the microphone's up there.
I just want to know if you want an email. do you want the email from Rebecca Warrington? That addresses the ADU in the house?
If you have additional, yes. Please provide it. I'll keep the record open, so please provide it to the planning department.
Okay, the building department has it too because we talked.
I believe it was in our initial packet, or we have it somewhere that we can send you.
Okay.
Jessica just asked for it again the other day. So if you need it again, it's a large file, and there's some communication problems between the building department and the health department about receiving it. It's like 24 megabytes, so.
Oh, okay.
But I can print it off or drop it off.
Yeah,
or...
no, anything addressing the well to making sure it's protected consistent with applicable health department requirements, that would certainly be helpful.
Okay, I will drop off a copy.
Yeah, to the planning department, I guess at the Kennewick office, right?
Yes.
Okay. Or either if you can email it, that's fine too. But
You guys can't seem to receive it. So, I mean, she CC'd me and you guys in it at the same time. I got it because I guess my email
Well, there may be time to mail it too. So I don't know.
Well, I can drop it off. I don't work very far from it.
Okay. So there, you can sit down. So there's, I think that outstanding question, in terms of the criteria I look at, the sizing isn't so much of an issue is because there's a limitation on the ADU. It's either 800 square feet or, 40% of the, whatever the ultimate single family home is. So as long as those, even if it's not built, as long as those criteria can be met, that's what I look at. But I do look at compatibility with surrounding uses and avoidance of material detriment. So that would include dealing with the garbage issues and the contractor issues causing challenges. And it does sound like there's been a history on the site with some issues. So in terms of thinking about this, and like I said, I think I may keep the record open 2 weeks. I don't know how fast the agencies work. So I want to make sure I have everything before me on this. But I will be looking at, is the ADU consistent with the health district requirements? I will be looking at this compatibility question because it does sound like there have been some significant questions about compatibility, given the photographs that I've looked at in terms of and the testimony that we've heard today on kind of garbage and dealing with that, and also managing. There are ways to ensure that contractor, ultimately it's the property owner's responsibility to manage the contractors to ensure that they're not trespassing and they're not creating further compatibility issues. So those are, in terms of reviewing that, those are the issues that I'll be focusing on. And the reason I note that is just because I am keeping the record open. So in terms of, what would be most useful for me from both the applicant and any members of the public who want to comment. I just wanted to kind of emphasize the points I'll be looking at. So if I keep the record open for 2 weeks, so today is the 16th, may put us into March, 23rd. So that probably would be, March 1st, does that sound?
Correct.
Okay. All right, so we will keep this open through close of business on Friday, March 1st, which it would be 5 p.m. Comments can be emailed to the planning department, brought in person, or mailed. All of that works. Is there anything else I should hear from the parties today before we adjourn? And if so, please step back up to the microphone. Yes.
So I do.
And
think,
just for the record, Mr. Chaplow, step back up, and you remain under oath.
Thank you. Just for one thing that I didn't mention is, in discussions with Kelly, Ms. Rankins has indicated a desire to Airbnb the place because her mother travels a lot. Now that's not going to work.
Yes, thank you for that, and I recall you mentioning that I think in your comment, but thank you for reminding me of that.
Thank you.
And yes, Ms. Rankins, was there anything you would like to add?
My mom's going to retire in about 2 years. She does travel a lot for work. She's in Africa right now. But her thought about renting out is just not feasible for her. She's got too much stuff. So it was never a real, it was just thought, not an actual action. So. And that was a while ago. So, no, it's just not going to happen. I also don't want people living there. So it's the non-issue.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Clarification. All right. As noted, we're keeping the record open for 2 weeks. Please feel welcome to submit anything that would be help inform my decision. I think that's it. And then a decision is out for me within 10 business days. I've closed the record. So whatever that would make it. Any procedural questions before we adjourn or anything else we need to address? Nope. Okay. All right. Thank you all for your participation this morning. We are adjourned.